弟兄姊妹，我们一同的有一些交通。
So brothers and sisters, we're going to have a fellowship together.
我们先翻到箴言的第四章。
Let's first turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言四章二十三节。
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
箴言四章二十三节，你要保守你心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
我今天想要交通一些跟心有关的事情。
Today I want to share something about your heart.
那我定的题目是一个 a seeking heart， 就是一个寻求的心。
And my topic today is the seeking heart。
所以我今天大部分是着重在这个寻求的心的方面。
So my focus will be on the seeking heart。
但是在进入之前呢，我们看见箴言特别强调说，我们必须保守我们的心。
But before sharing, we look at the Proverbs chapter 4. Here it says, "Keep your heart."
对，所有我们需要保守的事物的第一个是保守我们的心。
For everything you are keeping, the first thing you are going to keep is your heart.
对，心这件事情，其实如果要用言语去定义它，是我也觉得有点困难。
It's very difficult to describe heart with words.
但是在我们的个人还有我们的经历里面，我们可以体会得到心这件事情是很真实，很实在。
But in our personal experience, and we can say that the matter of heart is very real.
对，有时候一个父母亲带着小朋友到一个公园去玩。
Sometimes the parents bring the children to the garden.
就是一个 playground,
playground.
去玩的时候，然后可能父母亲坐在旁边。
The parents sit next to the child.
然后小孩子够大了，他在那边自己玩。
And the children are playing by themselves.
但其实虽然这个父母他虽然坐在旁边，但是他的心是一直对准他的儿女，在玩的那个儿女。
Even though the parents are sitting next to their children, but the parents' heart is towards their children.
对，有的时候我们说这个，我们做一件事情里面我们很用心，就是我们很在乎这件事情。
Sometimes we really care about something.
然后我们也看到圣经里面讲到对大卫的注解的话，是说他是一个寻求神心意的人。
And in the Bible, and what says about David is that he is a man after the Lord's own heart.
Yeah. 所以神有心。
And God has a heart.
然后我们人也有这个心。
And we as human, we have hearts.
然后在箴言这边讲到说，如果我们要有一些果效的话，它的根源是在这个人的心。
Like here in Proverbs it says, if you want to have fruits, and the root problem is your heart.
对，有的时候我们会觉得，哎呀，这个我读圣经有点困难，读不太懂。
Sometimes we feel it's hard to understand the Bible.
那我们可能就想说，是不是有什么方法可以解决我这个读圣经的困难？
And we were thinking, is there any method and that we can use to solve this problem?
对，有的时候可能我们有一些罪我们胜不过。
Sometimes we have sins that we're not able to overcome.
那我们就在寻求说，哎呀，这个该怎么样才能够解脱这个罪的问题。
And we were seeking how can I be delivered out of the sin.
对，其实所有这些情形哈，是这些我们生活或属灵的困难能够回到那个根源。
So for all the spiritual problems, we need to come back to the root problem.
Yeah. 很多时候你会觉得读圣经跟这个人这个心好像没有太直接的关系。
Sometimes you feel reading the Bible has no direct relationship with your heart.
或是说我们基督徒的行走好像很软弱无力，感觉好像跟心没有太直接关系。
Or sometimes you feel that we are Christians when we are walking, we feel weak. It has no direct relationship with your heart.
但其实那个根源呢，都在人的心。
But actually the root problem is in your heart.
很多时候当我们的心是对的之后，
And many times when your hearts are right,
然后神可以开始做工在这个人的身上。
Then God can start working in you.
对，他开始感觉是 经历到什么叫做有力量。
He starts to sense what is the strength.
然后经历到诶圣经的话语哪里是向他打开的。
Start to experience the words of the Bible open to him.
所以他这边才讲到说有很多的那个果效呢是它的根源是在于心。
So here it says, there are many issues of life, but the root problems is in your heart.
对所以弟兄姊妹我们很愿意劝彼此的鼓励说我们愿意在主面前是做一个奉献的人。
So brothers and sisters, we desire and to encourage one another, be a consecrated person.
在当中里面有一个很关键的事情。
And there is a key here.
对没有错奉献是指把我们的主权交给主。
Yes, that's right. Consecration means you submit yourself under God's authority.
然后一切的事情呢让主来管理。
And everything like God be in control.
但是在里面有一个很重要的成分就是奉献会跟人的心有关系。
But there's something very important. Consecration has direct relationship with your heart.
对，也就是说，这个人他奉献的时候呢，也就是说，他把他的心归给主了。
For this person, when he consecrated himself, he consecrated his heart to the Lord.
然后之后呢，他的许多的属灵的经历，许多属灵的 journey 呢，他那些果效呢，就从这一点开始发散，开始发表。
And afterwards, and all the spiritual experience, all the spiritual effects and fruits comes from this root problem.
对，所以我有时候跟一些弟兄姊妹，有交通过。
Sometimes I a fellowship with brothers and sisters.
对，就是说在我们可以用一些的言语来服侍弟兄姊妹。
We can use words to support and help brothers and sisters.
然后分享一下我们在主面前的一些的经历跟见证。
To share the testimony and experience of our own.
啊，但是人的好像也有一些帮助。
Yeah, indeed, it has some fruits and help.
啊，但是有时候跟弟兄姊妹接触的时候，好像这些帮助是有帮助，但是最根源呢，还是在这个弟兄姊妹他的心的情况。
Yes, there is some help when you talk with brothers and sisters, but the root problem is in your heart condition.
然后所以我常常觉得我们是怎么讲？所以我们在主面前服侍主还是简单来讲就是一个无用的仆人。
So I always feel when we're serving before the Lord, we're just useless servants.
对，真正能够被神使用的。
The only one that can be used by God.
他能够摸到他服侍能够摸到人的心。
And his service can touch people's hearts.
然后改变这个人的心。
Can change his heart.
然后叫这个人的心对主面前向主回转并且向主火热。
And turn this person's heart back to the Lord and be fired up towards the Lord.
有的很多时候我觉得这是我做不到的事情。
A lot of times I feel that's something I'm not able to do it.
但是我们继续在主面前学。
But we keep learning before the Lord.
所以人的心真的是一个很关键但是又那么不容易改变的事情。
People's heart is the key, but at the same time it's very hard to change.
所以弟兄姊妹今天我们记得这个温习这段的箴言。
So brothers and sisters, when we review the Proverbs.
对我们再次记得说我们再次被提醒说我们这个对主的那个心是最关键的。
And once again we're reminded, our hearts towards the Lord is the most important thing.
所以这边有一个词叫做寻求的心。
So here says a phrase, a seeking heart.
对虽然圣经上没有直接用这个词但它有这个意思。
Now, even though Bible doesn't say the seeking heart directly, but it has this meaning here.
我们翻到诗篇的119篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
对不起我这个我那个顺序我要调一下。我现在要换一个地方。
Oh, I'll change to another place.
Okay, 在我在主面前在思想这个寻求的心的时候
While I was meditating on the seeking heart,
然后我就同时神也给我一个感觉就是另外一个事情叫做 a simple heart, 就是一个简单单一的心。
God gave me another sense, a simple heart.
因为我想到一些情形 就是说有的人他好像在主面前有一些时间的一些长期时间的寻求。
Because I thought about some people, they have a long time on the seeking before the Lord.
对，好像他有一个愿意寻求的心。
As though he has the seeking heart.
但是却终究不能够明白。
However, he's not able to understand.
然后我就在想为什么。
So I was thinking why.
所以我想到的一个提醒呢，就是我们不仅要有一个寻求的心，还要有一个简单的心。
So the reminder is not only we have a seeking heart, at the same time we need to have a pure and a simple heart.
所以我要先讲一下这个，先提一下这个简单的心。
So I want to mention a simple heart.
我们看路加福音的11章34节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 11, verse 34.
路加福音的第对十一章三十四。
Luke 11:34.
你眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。
The lamp of your of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness.
这边中文那个嘹亮有点像 clear， 就是好像比较亮。那它原文其实就是 single， 就是 simple 的意思。
So here in Chinese it says like a bright， but in the original language it means single。
对，所以你的眼睛如果是单一、单纯、简单
，So when your eyes are simple and single，
然后你全身就会光明。
Your full body is full of light。
所以我是借用过来这边讲到说，我们的心呢能够是单一、单纯、简单的。
So the same as our hearts need to be simple and single.
对，你光是看这边的话
，only looking at here.
啊，一个人如果有一个简单的心
，if a person has a simple heart,
他会带出一个果效，叫这个人他能够接受神的光。
There is a fruit, and this person is able to accept the light from the Lord.
对，我也常常觉得就是。刚才我们唱一首诗歌叫信而顺从。
We just sing the hymn, Trust and Obey.
对，我也觉得当一个人的心是简单的时候呢，他会带出一个果效，就是信而顺从。
I don't believe that when a person's heart is simple and his fruits will be trust and obey.
对，我昨天跟几位弟兄姊妹有交通到一个事情。
Yesterday I was fellowshipping with brothers and sisters regarding a matter.
对，有人问到说什么叫做单纯，或者什么样的基督徒叫像是一个单纯的人。
Someone asked what kind of Christians they're simple.
但有可能有不同的角度来看。
Yeah, there are different perspectives you can looking at this issue.
那这边有一个角度啊。
But there's one perspective here.
我记得我在出信那段时间的时候。
Remember when I just first believed in the Lord.
对，每次可能我自己啦，或是有一些弟兄姊妹碰到困难的事情。
Every time myself or other brothers and sisters face difficulties.
对，我就在想说，哎呀，这些事情是神做的呢，还是说他就刚好碰到这些困难呢？
I was thinking, are these done by God or they're just coincidence?
对。然后当我跟那个年长弟兄交通的时候
，So when I fellowship with the elder brothers,
他每次的那个思想就是说，这个事情是出于主。
And every time his mind, his perspectives, this thing is from God.
对，一个人生病
one person he's sick.
一个人碰到一个可能不好的同学
he just met a very bad like a student.
或是在一个学业上不是那么顺利。
Not doing like very smoothly during his study.
或者说有一些外界的影响让他不是那么顺利。
Or there are some other things affecting him that he's not having a smooth study.
在他的观念里面都全部都跟神有关系。
In his mind, everything is related to God.
你生了病，那跟神有关系。
You're sick, it's related to God.
所以神是不是有什么话要讲？
Is there any words God wants to speak to you?
对，你碰到一个不顺利的环境
，You're in a circumstance.
也是跟神的安排有关系。
It's also related to God's plan.
我那时候就有点想说，哎呀，这个人跟我有点不太一样。
So I was thinking, oh, this person is quite different from me.
好像每件事情其实都 都是出于神有关系, 或是出于神的。
Feels like everything is related to God and from God.
弟兄姊妹, 从这个角度来看, 这是一个简单的心。
Brothers and sisters, from this perspective, this is called a simple heart.
因为也没错, 所有的事情, 神在掌管一切的事情。
Yes, everything God is in control.
所以每件事情都跟神有关系。
And everything is related to God.
个人身上发生的所有的事情呢, 都跟神有关系。
Everything is happening on me, all is related to God.
很简单, 这个想法很简单, 但当时对我来讲, 我没有这种想法。
This perspective and mindset is very easy, but I didn't have that.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们也需要有一个简单, 就是单一, 单纯的心。
So brother and sisters, we also need a simple and a single heart.
但是我今天比较大部分是强调 愿意来一起来思想寻求的心这个方面。
But today I want to focus more on the seeking heart.
但请记得, 一个寻求的人, 里面要是维持一个单纯, 他才能够寻得到。
Please remember, a seeking heart, a seeking person, you have to maintain the simple heart.
对, 有关这个寻求的心, 我们翻到诗篇119篇。
Regarding the simple heart, let's turn to Psalm 119.
Seeking heart. Yes.
A seeking heart. Yes.
119篇9到11节
Psalm 119:9-11
诗篇119:9-11 少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢 是要遵行你的话 我一心寻求了你 求你不要叫我偏离你的命令 我将你的话藏在心里 免得我得罪你
How can a young man cleanse his way by taking heed according to your word? With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
在整个那个119篇呢, 它是讲到神的话语。
In Psalm 119, it covers the Lord's word.
那在刚我们念的这段圣经里面, 它 强调说借着神的话语, 我能够脱离罪。
So the verse we just read, the emphasis is, based on God's word, I can be delivered out of my sin.
能够蒙洁净, 能够不要得罪神。
I can be cleansed and not sin against God.
所以第十节他这边有一句话, 我一心寻求了你。
So in verse 10 it says, with my whole heart, I have sought you.
所以他意思说, 我用我全心呢, 在那里寻求你。
So it means I'm seeking you with my whole heart.
所以我称它叫做一个 seeking heart, 就是一个寻求的心。
So I call it a seeking heart.
刚才我提到, 有的时候我们长时间好像也在寻求, 却一直没有得到答案。
I just mentioned like as if we're, for a long time we're seeking, but we didn't have the answer.
或是说有的时候我们有些事情没有答案, 因为我们没有 全心的去寻求,
or we can say you don't have the answer because you're not seeking with of your full heart.
对，如果大家还记得那个孙弟兄在夏令会的时候交通了他的一个年轻的时候的经历。
If you still remember, Brother Song shared a testimony while he was young.
对，他讲到说在1960年代的时候，他想要去读。 石百克弟兄的书
Sherry, in 1960s, he wanted to read the Austin Sparks books.
因为当时, 石百克弟兄的, 在当地的那个弟兄姊妹当中的服饰, 产生了很大的震撼。
So, during that time, the service of Brother Austin Spark just shake the assembly and the gathering there.
对,很多人眼睛好像被打开, 明白了或是能够看见了一些以前 以前不知道的事情。
Many people's heart and eyes will open and see something they've never known before.
所以对于我们年轻的那个孙弟兄来讲, 他里面有一个爱慕。
For our young brother's son, he has a very strong desire.
也愿意能够多认识主。
Was willing to know God more.
多被主开眼睛。
And the more his eyes can be opened by God.
真正能够明白神的心意在是什么。
Can truly understand what God's will is.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现我们弟兄虽然没有用这个词，但是它里面有一个 一个寻求的心。
Brothers and sisters, you see, like our brother didn't use this seeking heart, this word, but he has a seeking heart in him.
对，他想要知道，他想要明白。
He wanted to know and understand.
我不想要停留在过去那个迷迷糊糊这个朦胧无知的状态。
I don't want to stay in my condition that is confusing and simple.
所以当时他的用法呢，就是他的做法呢，就是要读十百个弟兄的书。
So at that time he used this method to read Austin Sparks' book.
对，他希望能够借着读我们弟兄的书呢，能够蒙被帮助，能够在他寻求的过程里面能够寻到。
So he through reading the books of Austin Sparks, he wanted to be helped.
所以很有意思嘛，所以他讲到说，他那个费了好大的功夫，各样的方法，想要去读明白他。
So very interesting. He used a lot of strength, a lot of energy, method to try to understand.
对，弟兄姊妹，以后有机会的话，你们把那个十百个弟兄的这个书里面英文的部分把它拿出来读一点点。
Brother and sister, if you have time in the future, read just the English portion of Brother Austin Sparks' book.
对，大概就可以体会这个当年这个孙弟兄心中的烦恼。
You can start to understand what Brother Sun's frustration before.
对。我试着读过一点点，不过基本上就赶快就转到中文翻译去了。
I tried reading some portion of the English version and I turned to the Chinese version.
我这次回家想的时候，我觉得我们弟兄有一个很宝贵的地方。
When I came back home, I was meditating and there is something very precious in our brother.
对，我就在想哈，我有没有因为不够明白主的事情而感觉苦恼过？
I was thinking, have I ever been frustrated not being able to understand God's spiritual matters?
对，弟兄姊妹，你想一想，在你的信主的经历过程里面，你有没有觉得我真的很想明白主的什么什么事情怎么样成长等等，我感觉很苦恼。
Brothers and sisters, think about your own spiritual journey. Have you ever been frustrated not being to understand your spiritual growth?
弟兄姊妹，这个苦恼是正面的苦恼，虽然他把那个书丢到垃圾桶去了。
Brothers and sisters, this frustration is positive, even though he threw the book in the garbage can.
后来捡回来了，捡回来。
Yeah, he took it back.
但是你会发现，这位弟兄呢，他有一个很强烈的寻求的心。
But you can see this brother has a strong seeking heart.
他说，哎呀，这个寻不到我这个有点难受，很难受啊。
I'm so worried, I'm so just troubled, I'm not able to find it.
但是他里面也有个单纯的心。
But at the same time, he has the simple heart.
对，如果不够单纯的话，可能丢到垃圾桶就不会再捡回来了。
If you're not simple enough, you throw it into a garbage can, you will not take it back.
是因为他里面简单单纯，所以他能够持续的在那里寻求。
Because his heart is simple and single, so he continually seeking the Lord.
他没有放弃。
He didn't give up.
因为他寻求的时候不是为着说，哎，我明白更多，可以 show off, 可以告诉弟兄姊妹我明白更多。他没有这种感觉。
His purpose of seeking the Lord is not to show off that I understand more.
对，他里面单纯就是说我就是想要多认识主。
His heart is simple. I just want to know the Lord more.
对，在往前追求的路上呢，我知道主有这些的启示，但是我愿意希望能够得着他。
On my spiritual journey, I know God has this revelation, and I'm willing desire to get it.
主答应了他的寻求。
And God answered his seeking.
所以后来他后来在里面有见证说，啊，他突然就明白了。
So he testified himself, and all of a sudden, he understood.
然后主给他的是超过他所求所想的。
And God gave him something that's beyond his asking and understanding.
对，如果我没记错的话，他说他有好长一段时间，主的话语在他身上感觉像一个涌流的一个状态。
If I'm right, for a long time, the word of God is flowing in him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们弟兄的一个鼓励我们的一个见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the encouragement of our brother's testimony.
让我们有一个积极的态度，我们要好好来寻求主。
And we can have a positive attitude and seek after the Lord.
另外一个地方是我们很熟悉的马太福音的第七章。
Another place we're very familiar is Matthew chapter 7.
对，马太福音的第七章七到八节。
Matthew 7:7-8.
马太福音第七章七到八，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
所以当一个人是有寻求的心的时候
，So when a person has a seeking heart,
然后那个心呢就发出一个果效。
That seeking heart has the issue of life.
那个果效就是可以寻见。
The fruit is you can find it.
那那个果效就是主为你开门。
The issue of life is God opened the door for you.
所以弟兄姊妹，一方面这句话是对信主的人讲的。
Brother and sister, on one hand, it is for the people who believe in God.
啊，但我们也常常拿过来鼓励福音朋友，这也是很合适的。
And very often we use this phrase to encourage the gospel seekers.
我这次在看的时候，我就在想一个事情。
While I was reading this time, I was thinking.
对，其实我现在常常用这句话来鼓励福音朋友。
And very often I use this verse to encourage the gospel seekers.
我是说，不要放弃，就是要一直的要去寻找、寻求、去认识主。
I say, don't give up, keep seeking.
所以这是我在想的，就是说对一个还没信主的人来讲
，for unbelievers，
对我们还没有信主，我们对神基本上没有什么认识。
I haven't believed in the Lord. I have no knowledge about God.
然后我们整个那个人的光景，在神的眼光来看是一个犯罪的罪人。
My whole condition before God is the sinner.
或者 是一个在一个败坏一个。破败的一个光景里
，or it's in a condition of desolation，
已经是一个向下沉沦的一个光景
，in a condition of falling down。
但当我们用这句话来鼓励福音朋友的时候，这什么意思啊
？But when we use this verse to encourage the gospel friends， what does it mean？
就在一个黑暗、破败、没有盼望的一个人的身上。
It's for someone there is no hope in darkness and in desolation.
对，今天有一条路。
And there is a way today.
啊，在那个路呢，能够把这个人提出来，救出来，把他带离开这个破败的光景。
And this way can help this person to be delivered out of this darkness, desolation.
对，这条路或者这个方式呢，就是请这个人有一个寻求的心。
And this way is to ask this person to have a seeking heart.
所以对于一个不信主的人对当我们看到不信主的福音朋友的时候
When we see the unbelieving gospel friends
我们真的发现一个人有寻求的心跟一个人没有寻求的心实在是有极大的差别
We indeed find that for a person with a seeking heart and without a seeking heart there is a big difference
所以也许他们两个人都是觉得世界上宇宙当中有神
and Maybe all of them feel there is a God in the universe
可能理智上这个认识上都同意有神
Maybe in your head you all agree there is a God
但是一个没有寻求的心跟一个有寻求的心这两个人那个发出的果效是完全不同的
But there is a huge difference between someone with a seeking heart and without a seeking heart
所以我记得有一年我在跟一个福音朋友讲就是讲的时候我突然有个感觉。
So I remember one sometime a few years ago, I was sharing with a gospel friend. I had a sense.
对，当我用这句话想要鼓励福音朋友的时候，我那天突然有一个感觉。
I used this phrase to encourage the friend, and I had a sense that day.
好像神突然把我带到那个过去，我也没有活那么久了，就是好几十年的时间。
God took me back to
对，比如二十多年的时间
took me back to 20 years ago
或是在我经过二十年的那个时空
to like review all the 20 years
对然后我突然想到一件事情就是说在我的印象记忆里面
and I thought about something in my impression and my memory
在我的记忆里面我所有接触过二十多年来 所有接触过的福音朋友
in my memory, all the past 20 years, all the gospel friends I met,
如果这个人他是有一个认真寻求的态度
if this person has a serious and a seeking heart,
后来都信主了
and afterwards, all of them believe in the Lord.
那我怎么用力的去回想有没有一种有没有任何一个例外我都想不出来有一个任何一个例外
I tried really hard to find someone the exception there was no one
所以从那一天开始我就除了鼓励这句话之外
So from that day on not only I encourage with this verse
我还告诉福音朋友说在我的记忆里面现在变成30年了
So I tell the gospel friends and like in my memory for the 30 years
对我印象当中认真寻求神的朋友呢后来都信主了。
In my memory, all the gospel friends with a seeking heart afterwards, they all believed in the Lord.
那每一个都找到了。
And everyone found it.
所以那次我对这个七八节我印象特别深刻。
And that time I had a deep impression of this verse 7 and 8.
然后我觉得这句话真的是神的信实的应许
was such a faithful promise.
因为只要有任何一个人，他愿意认真寻求
，as long as there is anyone with a seeking heart,
叩门
and knock on the door,
啊，神就让他找到
，and God will let him to find it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这句话，这个应许呢，同样的适用在所有的信主的弟兄姊妹身上
，brothers and sisters, it works all for the believers.
所以这边有一个应许弟兄姊妹我们不要浪费这个应许
Here's the promise and don't waste it brothers and sisters
我想我们每个人都可以回忆到我们的属灵经历
We can all recall our spiritual journey
对 当我信主的时候那是我第一次在寻求主
When I first believed in the Lord that's the first time I sought after God
对，像我这么，我觉得啦，我自己会觉得我是一个很难信主的人。
I felt myself as someone who's really difficult to believe in the Lord.
对，然后我亲身的经历的这句话，我一直想要寻求，我想要知道。
My personal experience tells me I wanted to know, I want to seek.
对，当神开始改变我的心之后
，When God started to change my heart，
啊，我心里面就觉得说，哎呀，宇宙当中如果能够有一位神的话。我还是觉得好的。
My heart feels if there is a God in the universe, it is good.
虽然我还不太清楚有没有神
，even though I still didn't quite understand if there is a God.
然后里面我开始有神改变我的心，开始觉得说，哎，宇宙当中，我的人生当中，如果能够有一位神的话，我还是觉得很好。
But God started to work in my heart. I feel if there is a God, it will be good.
所以就开始寻求。
So I started seeking.
对，就是开始。我也不是很认真了
I wasn't that serious seeking
但就是固定去参加聚会
So routinely I attend the meeting
对福音聚会 福音查经
the gospel meeting and the Bible study meeting
然后他们给我一些就是弟兄姊妹给我一些书我就读
Brother and sister gave me some books and I read it
然后我去想
I think about it
然后开始也有点祷告
I started to learn to pray
感谢主还是让我寻到了
Thank the Lord I found it
所以弟兄姊妹直到今天 这些都是又真又活的经历
Brother and sister Until today It is living and true
我们在我们再来读一处圣经耶利米书
Let's read another scripture in Jeremiah
我们翻到耶利米书的第29章
Jeremiah chapter 29
耶利米书的第29章10到14节
Jeremiah 29, 10 to 14
耶利米书29章10到14耶和华如此说为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后我要眷顾你们向你们成就我的恩言使你们仍回此地耶和华说我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念不是降灾祸的意念要叫你们末后有指望你们要呼求我祷告我我就应允你们你们寻求我若专心寻求我就必寻见耶和华说我必被你们寻见我也必使你们被掳的人归回将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处招聚了来又将你们带回 就将你们带回我使你们被掳掠离开的地方，这是耶和华说的。
For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed in Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you, and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me. And when you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive.
我们弟兄这次在夏令会有提到说，最初的时候雅各就在创世纪有一个雅各，他得到神家的启示。
And this time our brother mentioned from the very beginning in Genesis that Jacob got a revelation of God's house.
然后神就在这些像雅各呢，就开始在地上工作。
So God started to working in Jacob on earth.
接着雅各呢，他后来改名叫以色列，成为了一个那个神的家。
Through Jacob, he was then, his name was changed to Israel, and be brought up at the house of God.
对，当然他们经过很多事情，比如说，离开埃及，经过旷野，这些种种的很多的经历。
They went through a lot of experience, the Exodus and the into the wilderness.
然后又经过很多年之后，就借着大卫、所罗门，把神的国度。能够在地上能够建立起来。
And after many years, through David and Solomon, and God's kingdom was established and built on the earth.
哇，这个是神好像上千年的这个工作在人的历史当中。
That's the thousands of works in human history of God's work.
他想要让我们能够让世人能够看到神的心里面有神的家，还有神的国。
God wanted people to see that in his heart, there is a kingdom and his house.
对，经过好长好长时间的在神百姓当中的工作。
After so many years of the work in God's people.
但是后来整个以色列国他们分裂并且越来越 衰微了。
And afterwards, the kingdom of Israel was broken and they fall into desolation.
对，他们分裂成两个国家，一个叫以色列国，一个叫犹大国。
They were divided into two kingdoms, one called Israel, one is called Judah.
到了最后的时候呢，也不是最后，到了后来呢，以色列国被灭掉了。
Afterwards, the kingdom of Israel was destroyed.
然后犹大国也被巴比伦帝国灭掉了。
The kingdom of Judah was destroyed by Babylon.
然后人那个犹大国许多的人就被掳到巴比伦去了。
Many people in Judah was captive to Babylon.
对，有时候我从神的眼光来去看这个神百姓的历史。
From God's perspective to see the history of God's people.
我还是挺悲哀的吧。
I was really sad.
对，就是神花了这么大的力气，经过了好多的世代，然后把这个国度能够建立起来。
God spent so much work and through so many generations, the kingdom was established.
然后开始稍微有一些那个神国度在地上一个荣耀的一个预表的彰显。
There is a little manifestation of God's kingdom on the earth.
然后马上很快的就往下坠落了。
All of a sudden it fell.
然后坠落到一个地步呢，整个国家通通被灭亡了，整个灭亡了。
It fell to a point the whole kingdom was destroyed.
所以这个是这段圣经的背景。
So that's the context of this verse in the Bible.
所以耶利米他是在犹大国已经被掳的过程，被掳之后，他的神所兴起的一位先知。
So Jeremiah was the prophet God raised after the Israelites was captured to Babylon.
然后在这个情形底下，是整个以色列的这个民族呢，被掳到一个外邦那个巴比伦那个地方，他已经那个耶路撒冷已经完全是变成一个荒凉的地方。
This condition, the Israelites was captured to a Gentile country called Babylon, and the Israel country was in desolation.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实这个就是 我们年长弟兄的感觉。
So this is a sense of our elder brothers.
对，也是那个可拉后裔的感觉。
It's also the sons of Korah.
对，当神的家跟神的国整个已经破碎了。
When God's kingdom and his house was in desolation.
然后有一批人像可拉的后裔，他们心中对神的家、神的国是有感情的。
There was a group of people like the sons of Korah. They have a strong feeling towards God's kingdom and house.
对，但他们的感觉当然是从神来的。
And their sense, of course, is from God.
因为神就是这样的一个感觉。
And God has the same sense.
好，所以当我们回到这个耶利米书的时候
，Now back to the book of Jeremiah.
在这个好像荒凉、破败、没有前途、盼望的光景里。
In this emptiness, there's no hope and in desolation.
14节13节
Verse
13. 13节他就讲到说你们寻求我若专心寻求我就必寻见。
And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
然后14节他接着这么说
14.
耶和华说我必被你们寻见我也必使你们被掳的人归回。
I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity.
所以在在这个情形底下，那个神借着先知给这个神的百姓一条出路。
So in this situation, through the prophets, God spoke through the prophets, gave a way.
他说：“你们今天在这个被掳、这个荒凉的光景底下。”
He said, "In this desolation."
你们要做一批是有一个 seeking heart 一个寻求心的人
This desolation and capture and you need to have a seeking heart
你们要全心的就是那个专心全心的来寻求神
and seek God with all your heart
所以弟兄姊妹他不仅说是 seeking heart 他是说我们整个心都要做一个寻求神的人
not only saying a seeking heart but all your heart is seeking
在一个没有指望的时候呢有一个出路有个切入点呢就是能够寻求主能够把这些人能够带离在这个荒凉的地方 荒凉的光景
When there is no hope, there is a way out as you seek God, you can be delivered
所以他这边讲到说你们要知道说我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念
You need to understand my thoughts, it's the thought of peace
我在想假如我是那些以色列人
If I was the Israelite
我现在已经被掳到巴比伦了
I'm captured to Babylon.
哇，里面当初那个国家灭亡的时候，那个整个城破的时候，死了多少人
？And how many people died in this desolation?
那我们是家破人亡。
I have no family.
那现在被移到一个好远，一个离家好远的一个地方。
I was carried away to somewhere so far away from my own.
那我们在一个外邦，就是外邦的。那个君王的统治的底下
I was under this Gentile empire
那我们在问说什么叫做平安呢
And we're asking what is peace
我今天所经历到如今的光景跟平安有什么关系呢
Everything I'm going through is there anything related to peace
为什么主说他所赐的意念是赐平安的意念呢
Why the Lord says here his thoughtsare of peace.
啊，弟兄姊妹，如果我是犹太人的话，我会不理解。
Brothers and sisters, if I was the Israelites, I didn't understand.
啊，但是耶和华在这边告诉他们。
But Jehovah says here.
对，我跟你们确定的一件事情，我的意念是平安的意念。
I assured you that the thoughts are of peace.
目的是叫你们在幕后有指望。
The goal is to give you a hope and future.
就算你们今天不是那么能够明白
Even though you didn't quite understand it today
但是你们要专心来寻求
But you need to seek with all your heart
在一个不明白的情形底下在一个没有盼望情形下你要专心来寻求
When there's no hope you don't understand Seek with all your heart
对你越寻求
The more you seek
你越能够明白是这个是赐平安的神所安排的
The more you will understand it is arranged by the God whose thoughts are of peace、
哦、你越寻求你发现说原来这件事情被掳的事情是出于主
The more you seek you will find out that this captivity is from God、
哦、越寻求了你就能够明白说这个是暂时的有一天我们要归回
The more you seek you will understand this is just temporal and one day we will all come back
对我们经过神的爱的手的管教之后
And after this discipline of the God of love,
神还是要恢复他的工作。
And eventually God will restore, recover his own work.
我们那哦，那现在真的要能够回得去吗？
Are we able to come back?
对，我们今天都已经在巴比伦这么多年了。
We already live in Babylon for so many years.
然后耶路撒冷又这么远。
And Jerusalem so far away.
那个城墙已经全部那个拆毁了。
All the walls were destroyed.
圣殿已经没有了。
And there is no temple.
那我们真的回得去吗？
Can we really return?
然后回去之后有办法能够恢复吗？
After we return, is there any way we can restore?
我们有好多心中好多疑问。
We have so many questions in our hearts.
啊，但是耶和华只说你们要专心寻求我。
But Jehovah says, seek me with all your heart.
当能够不断的寻求主之后，
After seeking the Lord continuously,
主不仅叫我们心中能够明白，
Not only the Lord will make us understand,
对，并且开了一条能够归回的道路，
will open a way for us to return.
他就不断的引导，用恩典扶持这批人能够完成他的旨意。
He will guiding and leading this people to fulfill his will.
对，在巴比伦的时候要专心寻求主。
In Babylon and seek the Lord with all your heart.
啊，当神开始能够兴起一个环境能够归回的时候，仍然专心寻求主。
When God started a work and keep seek the Lord.
然后走回去那个路上专心寻求主。
On your way back to Jerusalem, keep seeking the Lord.
然后当回到耶路撒冷那个衰败的环境的时候，还是专心寻求主。
When you return to Jerusalem, this desolated country, and keep seek the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个我想我今天要表达也是一个很简单的一个想法。
So brother and sister, today I just want to share a simple point.
就我们要有一个寻求主的那个迫切的态度。
We need to have this urgency, this attitude to seek the Lord.
对，如果知道说我们今天有一种，如果我们真的感觉到我们今天有一种衰败的光景，
If you truly feel you're in this desolation,
或是我们也真的看见到我们今天在走主的路上有很多不明白那个不足的地方，
You truly see that there are so many we're falling short of God's will.
对，所以我们要问一个问题，你想要走主的路吗？
We need to ask a question, are you willing to work on God's road?
对，你想不想往这个锡安大道上往前直奔呢？
Do you want to press on to walk on the way of Zion?
对，想不想有一天我们真的能够走到终点，到锡安来朝见主呢？
Do you really and desire to go to the end to worship God in Zion?
对，所以如果我们有这些心愿，
If you indeed have this desire,
对，我们要做一个蛮有寻求的心的人。
You have to be someone of a seeking heart of pull your heart.
主啊，你教导我今天如何走在锡安大道上。
Lord, teach me today how I walk on the way to Zion.
主啊，我今天好像对神的家的感情没有那么多。
Lord, I don't have such a strong feeling towards God's house.
但是我知道你对神的家充满了那个感情。
But I know you are full of sense towards your house.
对，到一个地步你愿意受一切的苦，摆上你的性命是为着你的家。
To a point you want to suffer and die for your house.
对，我知道我的感觉够不上。
I know my feeling and sense are not able to reach that point.
但是我愿意寻求。
But I want to seek.
我不断地寻求，主啊，我该如何才能用你的心肠来感受神的家呢？
I keep seeking and ask, how can I, Lord, with your heart to understand and feel your house?
我们就寻求，再寻求，再寻求。
And we seek, and we seek, and we seek.
对，你愿意的人，弟兄姊妹， guarantee 一定会寻到。
For everyone who's desire and willing, I guarantee you will find it.
所以在这个最荒凉最不可能的情形底下，
In this most desolated and impossible situation,
然后神借着耶利米先知向以色列人传递一些的鼓励，
And God spoke through this prophet Jeremiah of encouragement.
你们今天，就他对以色列人说的意思说，就算你们今天不明白，也不清楚该怎么往前，
Even though you don't understand, you don't know how to press on,
但没关系。
It doesn't matter.
重点是你们是否愿意专心寻求主。
The key is, are you willing to seek with all your heart?
专心寻求的主的人，耶和华应许
For everyone who seeks the Lord with all your heart, there is a promise God will be found by you.
我会把你们带回到当初你们被你掳掠之前的那个地方。
I will bring you back to the city before captivity.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是神的那个很强烈的一个那个信实强烈的应许。
So brothers and sisters, this is a strong and faithful promise of God.
所以我们彼此鼓励。我们要做一个有一个寻求心的人。
So encourage one another. We need to be someone with a seeking heart.
我们看一下那个约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章的二十七节。
First John chapter 2, verse 27.
约翰一书二章二十七，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的，你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and it is true, it's not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
这边的恩膏就是指圣灵。
So here the anointing speaks of the Holy Spirit.
也就是我们弟兄夏令会提到的这个走里面的路。
Also our brother shared about the walk on the inner way.
也就是说圣灵会在我们里面亲自的来教导我们。
So the Holy Spirit will teach us and guide us in us, within us.
引导我们走在对的路上。
To guide us to walk on the right way.
他这边虽然有一句话说并不用人教训你们，是不是？
Yeah, here it says, you don't need anyone to teach you.
我想这边要弟兄姊妹要知道说，我们还是会接受人的教导。
But we need to understand we need to accept the teaching of others.
对，保罗也常常讲道。
And Paul and he preached a lot.
我们信道，我们能够明白神的话是从听道来的。
And we can believe it's from the word of Christ.
所以这边他的意思是说我们还是会接受人的教训。
So here it says we need to accept the teaching of man.
但这些所有的教训呢最终这些教训不能够只停留在外面只有人的教训的部分。
But the teaching cannot just stay there, just only have man's teaching.
它必须被转换变成恩膏的教训。
And ultimately it has to be turned and changed into the anointing.
对所有人的教训人的教导人的交通最终都应该被转成是恩膏在我们里面的教训。
And all man's teaching will eventually be turned into the teaching of the anointing.
对这个才是走里面的路。
This is walk on the inner way.
然后我们再来读约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章的53到55节。
John chapter 6, 53 to 55.
约翰福音六章五十三节到五十五，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我肉、喝我血的人就有永生。在末日，我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。”
Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
六十节就同一章六章六十节
The same chapter in 60.
他的门徒中有好些人听见了就说这话甚难谁能听呢
Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, saying, This is a hard saying, who can understand it?
66节
Verse 66.
从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more.
这是钟弟兄他有提到这段圣经。
This time our brother John shared about this verse.
对，后来他说根据弟兄姊妹的回馈 feedback 就是说到底哪里是最难懂的就他信息里面哪里是最难懂的
And afterwards he got this feedback from brother and sister was the most difficult part to understand
钟弟兄就说是好像很多弟兄姊妹觉得这段圣经的确是 不容易懂，也不容易实行的。
And our brother said, and this verse here is the most difficult to understand and also to practice.
因为这边主呢，对门徒们讲说，他的肉是可吃的，他的血是可喝的。
So here the Lord says, my flesh, you can eat my flesh indeed and drink my blood.
我以前啊，就是想说，哎，对，这个真的很难懂。
Like before, I thought this is really hard to understand.
我以前一直想的就是说，如果我今天假设我告诉你们说我这个马弟兄的肉可以吃，然后他血可以喝，这个很难懂。
For example, if I tell you, brother Musk, you can eat my flesh and drink my blood, it's hard to understand.
对，我以前一直觉得这些门徒们应该就是这种话听不懂吧。
I always felt the disciples is they are not able to understand this phrase.
然后感觉这个话听起来很难接受，所以甚至到一个地步，他们就不再跟从主了。
It is hard to accept, and to a point they walked with the Lord no more.
对，我以前是以为是，我这样想可能也不完全有错了。
There's nothing wrong if I think like this.
不过这一次当我听钟弟兄提的时候
，This time when I heard Brother Joe mention here，
对，他的意思是说
，What he means，
接受主的这个生命，然后在我们身上有一个十字架的工作，这是一个很难的事情。
Accept the Lord's life and have this crucified life work in us. It is hard.
对，也就是说，接受主十字架的工作，以至于我们能够接受主的肉、主的血，也就是他的生命的这个属灵的学习是很困难的。
The spiritual learning of accept the work of the cross to work on us, to accept His life, it is hard.
甚至可以困难到一个地步，一个基督徒就慢慢不再走这条路了。
And even to a point that a Christian he will not walk on the way.
好，所以这次我就有一个比较不同的认识和印象。
So I had a different understanding this time.
也就是说，不仅是它字面上的意义不太字面上的意思不太容易理解。
Not just the words literally difficult to understand.
然后也包含了它这段话里面的属灵的意义。也不太容易真的能够跟得上去。
But also the spiritual meaning is hard to follow.
对，所以我想这个事情我是把它提出来当一个例子。
So I just want to use this as an example.
弟兄姊妹，这些话是主讲的，对不对？
Brother and sister, this is the word of God, is it?
而且它里面讲的是很正面的意义的。
And this is very positive.
他说领受他的吃他的肉喝他的血里面有一个就有永生，里面有一个复活的生命。
Eat my flesh and drink my blood, there is the eternal life.
然后因着这样子做你会永远活着。
And doing this, by doing this, you will live everlasting.
所以他借着这些话好像有点过滤了这些的门徒们。
The Lord Jesus through those words filtered out the disciples.
对，有些人他们愿意走这条路，他们就跟着主。
And some people who are willing and desire to walk on this way and they follow the Lord.
对，有些人觉得困难跟不上，他就退去了。
And some people felt it's difficult and I cannot follow. They drew back.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们就算觉得不容易
，brother and sister, even though we feel it's difficult,
就算觉得不太能够理解。
Even we feel it's hard to understand.
或是目前我觉得好像跟我的日常生活有点难连在一起。
Or I feel it's difficult to relate it to my daily life.
对，吃主的肉和主的血跟我这个日常生活有什么关系？
Is there anything related to my daily life, eating the flesh and drinking the blood?
我有点不明白，我也不太能够懂。
I don't understand. I'm not able to comprehend.
那今天的问题是，你愿不愿意寻求？
But the problem is, are you willing to seek?
你愿不愿意说这是主的话？
Do you want to acknowledge this is the word of God?
这是主的话，他借这些话叫我们带进一个属灵的经历里面。
This is the word of the Lord, and through His words, we're brought into the spiritual experience.
我今天不够明白，我不晓得该怎么运用，但是我愿意寻求。
I don't understand today, but I'm willing to seek.
所以弟兄姊妹，这边有一个 一个寻求的基督徒跟一个不寻求的基督徒，一个有寻求的心的是很大的不同的。
So brothers and sisters, very big difference. A Christian with a seeking heart and without a seeking heart.
那这时候，这一次我突然想到那个主耶稣的肉身的母亲玛利亚。
I remember the Lord's mother in flesh, Mary.
对，当玛利亚那个天使告诉她说你要圣灵要在你，你要借着圣灵怀孕。
When the angel told the Mary you will have a baby through the Holy Spirit.
然后玛利亚就不明白。
Mary didn't understand.
然后圣经里面就描述说玛利亚就反复思想。
The Bible says Mary pondered in her heart.
她其实这个反复思想对我来讲就是一直在主面前寻求。
The pondered in her heart means that keep seeking before the Lord.
对，神啊，你在我身上做这个事情是什么意思呢？
God, what do you mean? You do this on me.
对，你借着我是要做什么工作呢？
Through me, what work are you trying to do?
对，我要怎么靠着你能够躲过这些世人的眼光，就是能够就能够胜过这些世人的眼光呢？
How can I be delivered and overcome other people's opinion?
我这是在想哈，我觉得玛利亚好像寻求了三十年了。
This time I felt Mary as if he has been seeking for 30 years.
他有可能一直到主耶稣出来传道之前，他都还不是很明白到底是为什么。
Very possibly at the time when Lord Jesus started to preaching, she didn't quite understand.
对，等到主耶稣出来传道了。
Until Lord Jesus started preaching.
然后他跟着主耶稣。
And she followed Lord Jesus.
然后一直看着主耶稣的言语行动。
And looking at his deeds and his words.
然后亲眼目睹他钉在十字架上。
And to see him crucified on the cross.
然后看见他复活。
And to see him resurrected.
哇，我觉得他这个不明白好像一直要寻求三十年。
And her not able to understand, he seeked for over 30 years.
然后最后那个整个的目的，整个的果效就向他打开了。
At the end, the purpose, the goal was revealed to her.
但是我所以我们比我在我的我刚刚提到三十年，对，我信主三十年。
So I mentioned I believe in the Lord for 30 years.
我好像大概可以这样子分啊。
Possibly I can divide like this.
我记得大致这样分哈，就是我觉得我前面十年好像在寻求认识神永远的旨意。
The first 10 years of my journey, I was seeking to know God's eternal purpose.
没有，直到今天我还在认识，好吧？就是前面十年我比较专注在认识神永远的旨意。
So the first 10 years, I focused on to understand God's eternal purpose.
And 我也不是说很悟性很高的人。
I don't think I'm someone who's very intelligent.
对，就反正我需要听了，然后再去寻求。然后听了再次寻求，要反复的这样子听，再寻求，再寻求这样。
I need to listen, hear and seek, hear and seek for many times.
对，所以慢慢慢慢的，好像就有一种被打开的一个经历。
Slowly and gradually, I was opened by the Lord.
然后我大致上我第二个十年
，and possibly at the second 10 years,
我心中有个负担，就是要寻求要怎么样来遇见主。
I had a burden and how to seek to meet the Lord.
对，我知道我有一些遇见主的经历。
I know I have some experience encountering the Lord.
但是请原谅我这样讲，就是我当时可能观察一些弟兄姊妹。
Forgive me saying this, I observe some brothers and sisters.
对，好像有一些的情形是头脑知道，但是里面欠缺那个碰到主的经历。
They understand in their head knowledge, but there is a lacking of meeting, encountering the Lord.
对，我就在主面前寻求思想，我自己该怎么碰到主，我要怎么样有可能可以帮助一点点弟兄姊妹也能够碰到主。
So I thought before the Lord, how can I personally meet the Lord and also help others to meet the Lord?
对，时不时的就在想，就在寻求。
So I was keeping like thinking and seeking.
这真的是过了几年之后。
And after a few years,
哇，主突然给我一条路。
And the Lord opened up a way for me.
啊，我知道是有路可以走的，是有路可以切入，可以碰到主的。
And I knew there is a way that you can walk on it and to meet the Lord.
然后这后面这十年
，and the next 10 years，
对，我想要寻求认识主的道路。
I want to seek and understand the way of the Lord。
我想，因为从可能我初信的时候，我就听到弟兄们讲到神的道路这件事情。
When I first believed in the Lord, I heard brothers shared about the way of the Lord。
对，好像也懂一点，好像也不是那么懂。
As if I understand, but not quite。
啊，好像也。有一些能够抓住，有，但是又不是觉得很能够抓得清楚。
I can lay hold of something, but not clearly.
就寻求。
So I keep seeking.
我告诉主说，我想要认识，我想要知道。
I told the Lord, I want to know, I want to understand.
我不想走错路。
I don't walk on the wrong path.
我希望走在对的路上，能够达到我该去的终点。
I want to walk on the right way and to the right end.
所以我愿意寻求。
So I'm willing to seek.
一直寻求，去再去摸索，再去祷告，再去寻求。
And keep seeking, and pray before the Lord and seek.
哎，好像主好像也主也答应了，就是慢慢给了我一些比较觉得比以前更加明白的一个认识。
And God indeed answered, and He gave me a clearer understanding.
所以弟兄姊妹，寻求的人。要有一个 simple heart， 要有一个 pure heart。
So brother and sister, for everyone with a seeking person, you need to have a simple heart。
有时候你寻求一件事情，可能很快就明白了。
Sometimes you seek one thing and it's very fast you understand。
对，有时候寻求一些认识呢，好像需要好多年。
But for some other things you seek many years to understand。
但是我知道我要寻求。
But I know I need to seek。
我们做一个简单的人，我就是要寻求。
Be a simple person, you just seek。
因为主没有说马上就可以让我找到的。
Lord never promised just in a second you will find it.
但是他说你一定可以找到。
But the Lord says you will find it.
对，寻找的人就必寻见。
Anyone who seek, you will find it.
对，所以这个有时候我们在一起擘饼。
Sometimes we're breaking the bread.
对，我们每个礼拜在一起擘饼。
Every week we break the bread together.
很多时候我也跟弟兄姊妹交通擘饼的意义。
Many times I share the meaning with brothers and sisters of breaking the bread.
但是时不时的，当我再回头再重新去思想擘饼的时候，好像又继续在寻求再多认识。
When I look back and review the meaning of breaking the bread, I need to understand more.
对，比如说这个擘饼呢，好像吃主的肉，喝主的血。
Breaking the bread is like eat the Lord's flesh and drink His blood.
他讲到我们与主那个是一个生命的合一。
There is the oneness and the union of our life with the Lord's life.
对，它不仅仅是在我们需要的时候，我们可以接受主的生命成为我们的供应。
Not only when you are needy, you accept the Lord's life as your support.
但是当我们吃下去的时候，主的生命就是在我们里面的一部分。
When you eat this life, it's part of your life.
对，就比如说我们。你今天有没有人吃早餐？我吃了一点啊。有没有人吃早餐
？Anyone eat breakfast today？
或者我们吃任何的一个餐。当你吃下去的时候，你还会去分这个餐是外面是哪里的吗？你不会去分它了。
And whatever meal after eating it, you will not just use your head to understand where this meal is from.
Yeah, okay. 就你吃一个东西下去之后，这个东西就跟你合一了。
And after eating it, you have this unity with yourself.
它是你的养分，它是你的能源能量。
It's your energy and your supply.
它跟你是完全是合一在一起，你根本不可能把它分开的。
It's perfectly united with yourself. You cannot divide it.
所以当每次当我们擘饼喝杯
，Every time when we break the bread and drink the blood,
我们再次被提醒说，我们是一个饼。
We're once again reminded we're one bread.
然后我们每个个体呢，也跟主是合一的。
And every each one of us were in union with the Lord.
所以我们领用他的肉，他的血，我完全没有办法去分主是主，我是我们是，我们跟主是合一的。
You eat His flesh, drink His blood. You cannot divide and tell which is the Lord, which is yourself. We're perfectly united.
所以我们常在主面前有许多的寻求。
So we have many seekings before the Lord.
每次我们再多明白，主的恩典。主的爱还有主的救恩的时候，我们觉得这些更加的宝贵。
Every time when we have a little bit more understanding of Lord's grace, Lord's salvation, Lord's love, We feel it's precious.
所以我想今天我们是彼此鼓励，主要寻找一批有 seeking heart， 有个寻求心的人。
Today we're encouraging one another. The Lord is looking for a group of people with a seeking heart.
对，我们要有一个认识，就是年长的弟兄们可以解释属灵的意义和道理。
We need to have an understanding. The elder brothers, they can explain the meaning of spiritual matters.
对，有时候可以讲得很清楚，有时候不一定讲得那么清楚。
Sometimes very clearly, sometimes not quite so.
但是这个人呢，他必须自己来到神的面前来寻求。
But this person himself, he has to come before the Lord to seek.
让圣灵，让我们的主亲自为你打开他的话语。
Let the Lord Himself and the Holy Spirit open up His Word before you.
那点活他的真理，叫我们真的进入到那个真理的经历里。
To make it living and to lead you into this truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，在今天这个荒凉的时代。
So brothers and sisters, in the desolation today.
对，很多好像是黑暗，你要说黑暗，这些扭曲的时代都可以。
This perverse and crooked generation.
神在寻找一批是否愿意全心寻求他的人。
God is looking for a group of people who are willing to seek Him with all your heart.
对，这批人不甘心只接受头脑的道理。
This group of people not satisfied, content just understanding in your head.
不愿意停留在只知道很多的知识。
Don't want to stay in the condition I just know in my head.
这批人有一个饥渴和爱慕。
This group of people, they have a hunger and thirst.
对，我要在主面前有一亲自的有那个第一手的经历。
I want to have this personal, first-hand experience before the Lord.
如果没有第一手的经历的话，我绝对不停下来。
If I don't have this first-hand experience, I will never stop.
我一定要在主的这些在我身上的这些托付这些话，他给我的话语里面。我有个爱慕，我要进入到这些真理。
I have to enter into this truth with all the trust the Lord put on me.
对，我不满足只听见别人弟兄姊妹他们的见证。
I'm not satisfied just hearing other people's testimony.
我要经过我自己亲自的寻求。
I will go through. I seek personally.
对，不管要花多少的时间。
No matter whatever how long it takes.
对，既然主告诉我说这个事情很重要。
Since the Lord already told me this is important.
对，这个真理是他应许的那个宝贵的真理。
This is the this is the precious promise of the truth.
对，我就愿主帮助我不断的寻求。
I hope the Lord help me and keep seeking.
寻求我真实。
And seek and be honest before the Lord.
我没有得着，我就说我没得着。
If I don't have it, I say I don't have it.
对，我不懂，我就说我不太清楚。
I don't understand, I say I don't understand.
但是我要一直在主面前寻求寻求，直到他。能够带领我能够明白
But I will seek and seek until he lead me to understand.
对，并且更丰富的能够经历就是他的应许
And more abundantly to experience his promise.
好，我想我今天交通就到这里
I'll end my sharing today.
我想我们再次彼此的勉励保守我们的心
Once again we encourage one another keep your hearts.
保守我们有一个 seeking heart.
Keep your heart with a seeking heart.
我非常的相信这个 seeking heart 会带进许多属灵的果效。
I strongly believe that the seeking heart will lead you into a lot of spiritual fruits.
那我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们怀着感恩的心，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you, full of thankfulness.
主啊，你没有把你放得很远，好像摸不着。
Lord, you are not so distant that we're not able to touch you.
你何等的欢喜，乐意的。要把你自己启示给我们。
Lord, how joyful for you! You are willing to reveal yourself to us.
主啊，你在等候我们寻求。
Lord, you are waiting for us to seek you.
主啊，你在等候我们这批好像愚拙的人在那里寻求智慧。
Lord, you are waiting for us. These foolish people are seeking this wisdom.
主啊，你在等候我们这边好像没有开窍的人寻求能够。有真正能够被开窍，能够得到真正的 understanding.
Lord, you're waiting for us who are not illuminated and seeking to understand, be illuminated.
主啊，愿我们继续的激励我们，主啊，不断的在你面前有一个寻求的心。
Lord, we pray, encourage us to keep seeking before you.
啊，祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天聚会就到这里。
our meeting will end here today.